This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Was that your TARDIS?
Yes, it was. It seems to have gone down on the opposite side of those mountains. Computer, what is that structure?
That is the upper tower of the Trage Underground Complex.
Interesting. I think a visit is in order.
Kill the Trage scum!
Doctor!
Tell Amara. I'm sorry.
No!
Self-defense mechanism activated.
Shoot the girl! She's activated the... Fall back! Fall back!
Oh.
Doctor! How bad is it?
No, not good.
That's it, Doctor. You rest for a bit. You're going to be all right. I'm going to help you. The wound. At least the blast cauterized the wound. That should help. Don't worry, Doctor. You're going to be all right.
Doctor Who, War Torn, written by Kyle Boers and Julio Angel Ortiz, Part 3.
Day 42. After working for the Trage government for the past 2 months, little by little I feel I have earned the complete trust of Dr. Rose, who seems to regard me very highly. I'm not accustomed to the kind of respect that sort of sentiment brings. I'm almost saddened when I think that she'll be blamed for the failure of this project. As their plan to create the ultimate temporal weapon moves 2 steps forward, I've been ensuring that it takes a step backwards. Luckily, due to said trust, I've managed to keep the suspicion off me. All I have to do is kill a few rel beetles for Colonel Wood and his superiors now and again, and they're sufficiently appeased. I do find it difficult suppressing my knowledge of temporal physics, though. I can't afford to give the game away at this stage. I'm nearly finished constructing a temporal transceiver, with which I'll send a distress signal to Gallifrey. Luckily, I've managed to keep it hidden. I've collected the ident cards of all my fallen CIA counterparts, and wish to provide them with proper recognition. Oh, I wanted for so long to leave Gallifrey, but after living through this bloody war for so long now, all I want to do is get away from here, even if that means returning home. Entry ends.
Oh, joy. Yet another service duct.
Hmm?
Nothing, never mind.
I'm sorry, Amara. There simply is no other safe route out.
I understand. It's all right, Julian.
It won't be far.
How long has this war been going on anyway?
Decades. A lot of good people have died. And all for hatred.
It's a powerful emotion.
I know. I lost my family to it.
I'm sorry to hear that, Julian.
My wife and children. It was during a charged mortar attack.
I'm so sorry.
Please don't feel like you have to apologise. You don't have to. You weren't even there. It wasn't your fault. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable either. I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't even talk about this.
No, it's just...
It's alright, Amara. Well, the Kesmer did I expect you to say anyway, right? I mean, I start talking about my family dying and what really can be said. But I'm just rambling now. I'll just stop talking altogether, shall I?
No. It's okay, Julian. Please continue. I'd like to hear more.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Come in. Good evening, Christoph.
For the past several days, we've detected an odd energy signature from within this compound, and it originates in here.
What do you mean?
I was hoping your unpaid lab assistant in here could tell us.
Will you stop with the soldier games? What is it that you want?
I don't play games, Arena. You know I've had my reservations about Gray. Wondering if she were a Draymond spy this whole time.
Nonsense! Gray has been nothing but helpful since her arrival. None of the progress we've made would have been possible if it weren't for her.
Arena, have you never heard the expression, hidden in plain sight?
Christoph, what are you doing? Do you have any idea how much that cost?
Scan this.
Sir. Readings confirmed, Colonel. The energy signature matches.
Take that to the computer center and have it analyzed.
Sir.
So, we were there in one of the bomb shelters. We were taking cover during one of the campaigns. Felt like the shelter was going to fall apart at any time. My son, James, was carrying fear next to me. Holding onto my leg. He was only 3 years old.
Oh, goddess.
I leant down and held him close, rubbing his back gently. And I said, Jonas, remember, we're just playing a game. Outside, it's just thunder and lightning. It's just a thunderstorm, that's all. We just have to wait until the storm passes. It's a waiting game.
It's all right, Julian. What happened next?
There was a banging on the shelter door. A man and his family. They hadn't made it to the shelter in time. They were desperate to get inside, away from the bombing. There were disagreements. Some wanted to leave the shelter closed, not wanting to risk their lives. Others were more compassionate.
And you? What was your position?
I wanted to open the door. I was very vocal in my opinion. I knew that if I were in the same situation, I'd want somebody to let my family in. To safety.
Did you win the argument?
Yes. We opened the door. I had to practically beat one man away from the entrance. And then, there they stood. Man and his wife. She was holding a baby. I let them in.
What is it? What's wrong?
The woman, his wife, strolled to the back with everyone else. She sat down with the baby. My wife, Mirinda, went over with James to see if the woman was okay. But the woman... It's almost as if she were in a trance.
Trance?
Yes. But it was no trance. She was praying.
Readings confirmed, Colonel. It is the energy signature that we've been looking for.
What do you have to say for yourself, Gray? What is this?
What is this?
Colonel. I cannot believe that Gray would do anything to sabotage our efforts.
Then you're a blind fool, Arena. Yes, Gray is obviously trustworthy. It's not like she's a member of the enemy race or anything. I don't know, Arena. Maybe you're in league with her. Maybe you're a traitor. Maybe you're the enemy, too.
Christoph, you can't honestly believe that.
I'm not taking any chances. Answer me this, Gray. What is this device? Why is it hidden under your computer? It doesn't look like anything we would have concocted. Not speaking. Very well, then. Take them both into custody. Alert the rest of the scientific crew that they will need to continue their work without Dr. Rose and Gray.
No! Not when we're so close. Gray, tell them it's not true. Tell them you're not a spy.
I'm not a spy. I've never worked for the Drymans.
Enough games. Take them away.
What did you say?
She was praying, and the man began to pray as well. It was almost a chant. I knew at that moment that something was wrong. And that's when it happened.
When what happened? Julian?
That's when the bomb the woman had concealed went off.
Oh my goddess!
There was no baby.
That's...
It was a deception all along. And it was my fault that they got into the shelter. My fault that my family and so many others died. And do you know what happened to me in all that chaos?
Tell me.
I got a drunk, broken arm and a few cuts and bruises. Can you believe that? My family, my wife, my son, they died. But I came away barely scratched.
That's not your fault, Julian. You can't blame yourself.
Can't I? I fought to let them in, Amara. If I can't blame myself, who the Kesmer can I blame?
The man, his wife. They're the ones to blame.
Oh, believe me, I did. You see, he survived too. Not for long.
Julian.
He was badly hurt. He caught more of the blast than I did. And he just lay there, bleeding, burnt all over his body. And that drawling Bendik was still praying. Can you believe that? After all of that, he was still praying. I looked over instantly to where my family was, trying to fight back through the pain and remain conscious. Just long enough to... So I crawled over to the Bendik. Crawled over to that praying dreck and I just started choking him. I didn't know what else to do. My mind raced with the possibilities, wanting to hurt him in unimaginable ways like he had hurt me. But all I did was choke him until he had stopped praying. And then he never said another word again.
Julian, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I know that my saying that could never make you feel better. I'm so very sorry for your loss.
Amara, I appreciate it. Believe me. I don't think I've ever told anyone that story before. Not all of it, at least.
Amara! Camille. What happened? Did I... change?
Change? What do you mean, change?
Oh, thank goodness. It's nothing. Never mind.
Well, we'd best get out of here. I can't imagine Garcia and his men are far off.
Yes, I considered that.
Considered it? When did you have time to do that?
Well, while I was lying there, probably 10 to 15 seconds before I woke up.
You don't waste a moment, do you?
No, I can't afford to.
So what's your plan? Garcia may be coming for us.
I know. But we're not going out that way.
Oh? Well, then what way do you suggest going? Out this window with a 10-story drop?
Yes, actually.
What? Wait, Doctor!
Sorry, Camille, no time to vote on it.
So, when you get out of here, when will you escape? Where will you go?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go back to where I came.
Where's that?
Far away from here. A little place called Tria.
What? What did you say? Tria? Did you say Tria?
Yes, but you can't know it.
Can't know it? But I'm from Tria.
What? That's not possible.
The Kesmer, it's not.
Wait, before, you said goddess. Did you mean the goddess Moncala?
Of course I meant Moncala.
I'll be crowned. So it's true. I suppose our paths are even more intertwined than either of us even imagined.
Yes, I suppose they are.
Well, Missy, what do you have to say for yourself? What is this? What is this?
I'm not even sure you'd understand if I told you.
I've had enough of your games. Take her out and have her shot.
Christoph, no!
Maybe I should have you both shot as traitors right now.
No, wait! Okay, I'll tell you.
That's a very smart decision.
I'm not a spy, nor am I a Draiman.
What?
I'm not Draiman or Trej. I'm not even from this world. I'm a Time Lord.
What? What are you talking about?
Gray, don't be ridiculous. The Time Lords don't exist. They're a fairy tale made up to scare the children.
Would. Yes, I understand. Good work. Begin countdown as soon as the device is fitted.
Christoph.
Arena, Gray, I think you two might want to know something.
You've seen the light, and now you're planning to release us?
Our engineering team took a look at that little gizmo of yours. It was similar to the temporal technology you have helped us develop, but not a weapon.
What do you mean?
The device will be fitted into the drive centers of the weapon. Victory is ours.
No!
You were holding us back all along. You purposely were impeding the progress, weren't you? Weren't you?
Yes! Yes, I was! But you can't launch the weapon!
What? A bit too anticlimactic, eh?
Where did this hover car come from?
Oh, I just used the computer terminal to interface wirelessly with its controls and have it waiting here for us.
Ah, I see. And you couldn't have warned me ahead of time.
Oh, spoil the fun.
Thanks a lot, Doctor. So, what now?
During my computer scans, I found the TARDIS. We're going to go retrieve it and then get Amara.
Do you know how to drive this thing?
Of course I do.
Somehow I find that hard to
believe!
That's it. Come on.
Ah, glad to be out there. It's a good thing that I'm not claustrophobic.
Now, we just need to find the doctor.
Amara, I knew the old girl was right about you.
What do you mean?
I ran a sensor sweep and picked up two biorhythms in that pipeline. Somehow I knew it had to be the two of you.
Dr. Julians! Who's this?
This is Camille. Look, sorry, no time for introductions right now. We're in a bit of a hurry now. Everyone inside, please.
We're leaving?
No, of course not. I've decided on a different tactic. We're going right to the opposition and see if we can talk some sense into them.
Just what was that thing, Gray? A weapon?
No. It was a temporal transmitter. I was calling for help.
Help? From whom? The Time Lords? The Time Lords are a myth, like the Unicorn or the Lexans. They don't exist.
They do exist. And I'm one of them. The transmitter was to act like a beacon. I was hoping to get a hold of someone. Anyone.
It's over, Gray.
Come, Arena. We should go to command to witness this historic moment.
Irina, no! Listen, that weapon mustn't be launched! You have to—
Shut up! Irina, are you coming or are you staying here to rot?
I'm coming with you.
Good, then let's go. Can you feel it, Irina? Can you feel destiny moving in our direction, taking its hand and working in our favor?
I hope you're right, Christoph. I really hope so.
You don't sound very confident. I'm not mistaken about your loyalties, am I?
No, of course not. It's just, we are condemning an entire nation to death.
Yes, before they would do the same to us.
But what if we're wrong, Christoph?
We are not wrong. We are the righteous.
don't know. The markings are charged, so it must be.
Of course it is. The TARDIS hasn't steered us wrong yet.
It looks deserted. Look at the dust. This place hasn't been inhabited in years.
So it seems.
That can't be possible, can it?
So cold here.
Dreamin weapon.
My communicator's
for launch in three.
It's still
two,
working even here.
One. Weapon is a go.
Oh no, the Dreamin temporal weapon!
Oh no, we're too late.
No.
Quick, everyone, back to the TARDIS. We need to get out of here before that weapon strikes.
No! No!
Camille?
What's wrong with her?
No! It's happening again! No!
Camille! Here, let me help you out.
No! No!
Camille, come back!
We need to get out of here. Those weapons could hit at any second.
But we can't just leave her here.
Why would she run off like that?
Does it even matter? We need to go.
We can't leave her here.
If we stay, we'll die.
Doctor, what are we going to do?
The life of one person doesn't outweigh our mission. We need to get out of here now.
Doctor, maybe we should leave her.
Amara, you two, get back to the TARDIS. I'm going after her.
Don't be a fool. You'll be killed.
She saved my life, Lieutenant. I owe it to her to at least make an attempt to return the favor.
But, Doctor!
No buts. Just go.
Doctor!
It's no good. He's made his mind up. Come on, Amara.
Camille, where are you?
It's happening again.
Get down, the weapon, here it comes.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, War Torn, Part 3, written by Kyle Bors and Julio Angel Ortiz, based on an idea by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Kay Wu as the voice of the computer, Ron Smith as the Doctor, Jeff Niles as the Drayman Captain, Sarah Garrard as Camille, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Soldier Number 1, Laura Post as Gray, Rebecca McCarthy as Amara, Phil Colvin as Lieutenant Julian Stryker, Sally Wiggett as Dr. Irina Rose, Jim Barber as Colonel Garcia, Steve Dunlap as Colonel Christoph Wood, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Soldier Number 2, and Ellie Hirschman as Intercom Announcer 2. The title music was composed and performed by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer. The incidental music was provided by Stock. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors. The co-producer was Ron Smith, post-production editing by Jeff Niles. The script editor, sound designer, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story War Torn was recorded in 2005, completed in 2008, and is owned by Dream Realm Enterprises. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, or its concepts and sounds, which remain the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dream Realm Enterprises, this is Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for part 4 of War Torn. Available now from Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com.